I thought you'd like that piece of music, and thank you very much. I would like to talk to you this evening about awareness and addiction. I have chosen that, but I can also be persuaded to speak about whatever you want to speak about. And the phone number is 800-866-8883. And now, you wouldn't let an old man like me sit here and talk to a microphone and not to a person who has a need for some kind of understanding that's troublesome. And that's my job. I have learned a lot. A lot of my vocabulary has fallen away. And yours have sort of grown up with, like, Coca-Cola and stuff like that. It came to my mind to say that, but what has happened to me in my life is that the words that everybody sees as educated, etc., etc., there's too much words. There's so much to understand with every syllable. Sophisticated education. I like simple things, simple words. You know, just 800 words, basic English. That's how I'm going to speak this evening, and not much more than that, because it does take the simple words carry with them some kind of magic if it's spoken in a proper way. And we'll discuss what that means in just a little bit. But for now, addiction is what I'm going to be talking about in a few minutes. We have two openings here. This is the reason I'm sort of procrastinating a little bit to start the show. Because most of the stations that I speak to are, they're not, I don't pay for those. They are basically regular shows, you know, that's people pay for it to listen to whatever is the speaker has to say. And so this particular few minutes is only going to be about till 6 minutes after, then I'll get to going to what the subject matter is. And so now let me take up the subject of addiction just a little bit. And why I chose addiction as the subject matter this evening. Well, I'm watching TV, and I'm interested in what's going on, and I'm glad what's going on in politics. But everything leads back to politics, basically, so I really should say I should be talking about politics, because politics has something to do with what kind of people you elect to rule you, or what rules you, evil or good. And represented by a person, and that's politics. You have a good president, and then you have a bad one, etc., etc. And you have misery and suffering, as we have suffered over the last 8 years, or we have a good one. We wake up a little bit and we begin to see the errors of our ways, or I hope so. And this program is going to help you to understand what the errors of your ways are and how to fix them. And so that's what awareness is all about. So, coming back to the addiction, the reason why I chose addiction is because one guy on television said that addiction is disease. It's not. And that's why I need to straighten that out. How many times you've seen it? A person has a stethoscope around his neck, and he sits there and making himself important. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And so, therefore, I picked up the whole idea to talk about it to you. 800-866-8883. You may call and talk about anything you want. And meanwhile, I'll fill in the time and try to say something that might trigger you to call. And the reason why I liked you to call is because it's very challenging, and it's important that you get a few things off your chest and let me straighten something out that you think is right when it's wrong. And then we can, and other people listening to this can benefit by our conversation. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, thank you. Good evening. The number to call, if you wish, is 800-866-8883. And that's 6 p.m. West Coast time, weekdays. The program is 2 hours, basically, and many stations just take one, and our new station is taking one. And so I suggest that if you only get 1 hour, that you pick up the phone and give me a call about what bothers you, and then we can have a nice discussion, which not only helps you, but shows that it's not just you that has that problem. It's everybody has the same problem, basically, but has different outcomes depending upon whether they eat too much or drink too much or drug too much. It will decide what kind of sickness and disease you will have and die for. See? And so, let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about addiction. And also, I want to talk to you a little bit about awareness. Now, this program is ad lib. Means I will not sit and study and memorize what I'm going to say. I've only got two words in front of me, awareness and addiction, and I will discuss anything you wish to discuss. I have the ability, I'm not a young man, but I have the ability to help you to overcome 95% of all diseases. Not everybody, but special people. Special people who are beginning to see that struggling with their problems and getting answers to their problems, which are not complete, only makes them worse. That is addiction. You could be addiction to drugs, but illegal, and you can be addicted to legal drugs. Most of you are, and when you are addicted to removing the symptoms, that's called addiction. You are addicted to medicine. And if you don't get to the root of your problems, if you do not want or don't want to see or don't know how to find the root of hundreds of thousands, maybe 150,000 different diseases, and 5% of what's, 5% of that is, well, I don't know what to do about that. It's something more substantial. But most of your sicknesses come from the way you react to stress. That's what I was talking to you about yesterday. And I normally don't like to read something, but I just want to read something that I wrote in 2005. I have it in front of me. I just played with this, with my with the all the stuff I have in my computer, and this popped up. It says, do the thoughts speak as words, such as a demanding parent shouting orders from inside your head, with you still resentfully conforming to the controlling echo as you did as a child. The problem compounds by making that voice your very own, and which, of course, it is not. That self is a phantom. Yes, a phantom, a voice, which is not yours, which you struggle to fight. I get it. You get that hope. But the more you struggle with that phantom that gives you thoughts, the more you react to it. It's almost like you're reacting to a real person and getting worse. So this false self is a generational legacy, the way of controlling people. And you cannot get away from it if you try to struggle with it and solve your own problems, so to speak. It lives on through those who choose victim status to that of a tyrant role, which I said yesterday. The only choices that is there until redemption dawns. In other words, you've only got two reactions, emotions. You've only got two reactions. One is pleasure and one is pain. One is angry and upset. One is just happy, happy, happy with all, anything that makes you happy, makes you feel good. That was yesterday's discussion. But inside yourself, two languages are at war. One is the familiar spoken language of childhood and childhood obedience to external authority. And the other is the wordless word of your conscience. And that's where the word awareness comes in. So perhaps you need to understand what awareness is. How do you react right now? I'm going to put a question out to my audience, and the number is 800-866-8883. I just spoke to you a basic truth. It's negative. Your problems are negative, but your struggle against the negative only makes you more negative. You cannot win. You cannot solve your problem, and the only thing medicine does, for the most part, of course it does do good things. There's only 5% of that. But the only thing that medicine does in your state, without leading you to the root of the core of all the addictions, and all the addictions, whatever they are, drugs, sex, alcohol, you know, stamp collecting, it doesn't matter, whatever it is that makes you feel better. Anything that makes you feel better is worse. Anything that makes you feel better. Feel. Get the word. Feel. Do you feel better? Whatever makes you feel better is going to make you worse. It's the answer. It is a temporary answer to not see what misery lies ahead because of it. It's like the drug addict. So he rises, the drug pusher rises to the occasion of the need of the addict, who's a pushover. But in that relationship, he is the addict is calling upon what the dark side of the force, that which, you know, makes drugs and in the dark jungles of South America. But it's equivalent to the devil rising up and making you feel good and giving you the illusion of worthless worth. You got that. Now, if you're a drug addict, or if you're not a drug addict, you understand the example. And so it could be with sex. It could be with not just drugs, but it could be with food. Now, if you think, now you're fat and you have various diseases because of the way you eat food. Food could kill you. Food does kill you. Half the country dies of food. Too much food. There's all kinds of sicknesses and diseases come from that. You could lose your eyes, you could lose your legs, you could lose your life. But what causes us to eat more and to want more and to hell with the circumstance, the consequence? That's what it is. What is causing you to want that? It's pleasure. And let me talk about pleasure just a little bit, if you don't mind. 800-866 166-8883. And please call, and if you have any problems with what I'm about to say here, and before I finish about that, I might just have to say something completely different, but I want to just give you an example. Many years ago, I went to a Japanese restaurant, and it was a very nice restaurant, but the trouble is it was like little bird droppings on a plate. So, and then we had about 7 or 8, you know, plates of this. And so when it was all finished, it took several hours to eat that food. And so I called the resident gentleman. And said, why do you put these things on? Why can't you put this on 2 or 3 plates or 2 plates? He says, it's important the way we do it in Japan. He says, because they like to stretch it out to feel better. See? And that's basically the truth. They make these rituals to extend the state of pleasure. See? And that is not so bad, but is the point. We are looking for to feel good, to feel better in some way or shape or form. And so therefore, if you are aware of what I'm saying, it is that nearly everything that you have, if it gives you a feeling of worth, that feeling of worth tends to run into addiction. If you love cars, if it makes you feel good, and then you collect lots of cars because it makes you feel good, it makes you you enjoy talking about them. But this is not what you're meant to be. You're not meant to be to feel good about owning a car. You're not meant to feel and lots of food to grub into them, you see, with great pleasure. I know I'm not being going to be difficult, because I know that Christmas time you do all those things, but generally speaking, there's a time that you can do that occasionally. And that's okay. But the thing is, you've got to be very careful of what makes you feel better. Food is one of the things that will kill you. And it's almost like you don't care if you do die. That's the feeling. I just like my food. And so then you have people who are fat. And, you know, the fat sin. And everybody doesn't look at each other, look down at each other, but they feel comfortable with other people to be doing the same thing, sharing it. As a drug addict will want you to share with him. Usually try to find a friend or a lady friend to do the same thing. Same with alcohol. The person doesn't want to do it by himself. He wants to reinforce. He wants to be enabled. See, and so they enable each other, and so there's got to be some kind of something that can stop you. But you, the harder you try to stop eating, to stop drinking, to stop drugging, the worse you become. And every one of them, every one that you can think of like that, no matter what it is, it's cars. Instead of owning the car owns you. And the food owns you. And when it's like when you go to the bar and take a drink, and the person behind the bar, even though he gives you just a little drink, you don't get drunk. The tendency to, the reason why you drink that stuff, I mean, I don't know how you drink all that medication, it's called. That's what it's really, your medication is what it basically is. I don't know how you can do this, that kind of raw medicine. I call it raw medicine. It just tastes awful. It just tastes awful. But it tastes good to those of you who like to feel good. So you can smoke. And if you ever, if you try to smoke the first time, it's horrible. You have a cough. But once you get used to it, you become addicted to it. Because it gives you pleasure. It gives you a sense of, it gives you a clear plate. It gives you a sense of worth. It's worthless. Anybody who smokes a cigarette has a serious problem. It's a serious problem, not just because it is a form of salvation from sin, anxiety, etc. But it's also a poison in itself. But the addiction is, whatever you're addicted to is poison. Even if it's good food, it's, if you eat too much of it, it's poison. It's addiction. So what you have, all these illnesses, sickness and diseases from food. And food should make your eyes shine. It should give you strength and wisdom. If you just knew when to stop. But emotion and guilt and being upset and overreacting creates an emptiness, and you try to fill that emptiness with many, many, many things. And if one thing doesn't do it, it fails to do it, you go on to something more powerful, and so on and so forth. Or you keep on taking more and more and more of the same until you die from it. And so life is not all about pleasure. Life is more about suffering in a different way. Suffering in a different way, like Jesus did. This is Christmas. Let me speak about Christmas just for a little while. Because what did he come for? Did he come to hear your, to solve your problems one at a time, like a doctor? No, he cured everything with the same, I don't know how to call it, but with the same technique. What is this technique? It's the question is I can say it to you, it is to have a different source of motivation. A different source of emotion, of a different source of motivation, a different kind of energy to motivate you to do things, to cause you to obey. There are two languages inside your head, and they war with each other. One is the familiar spoken language of childhood and the culture into which you're born, and become in obedience to the external authority outside. And the other is the wordless word of conscience. And there we have the word aware. So now we're talking about awareness, because if you were really aware, you would see the point that I was making. Now I'm asking my audience, how many of you are angry? Okay. I mean, I spoke about everything that I could think of just roughly, because there's a tremendous amount of ways you can become addicted to anything. Sex, it could be anything. jumping out of an airplane is for the excitement to take away the pain of guilt and becoming addicted to that. You can become addicted to anything as long as it gives you a feeling. It could be an angry feeling. You need anger to spell it out, meaning you get angry because you feel, if you're a weak person, you get angry and feel like anger is necessary so that you keep the evil out. That's how you feel it, even though you don't show it. You suppress that anger, and you think that anger is protecting you, is keeping evil from getting in. No, it's the reason why it gets in. Now, my background is hypnosis. In 1997, I opened the Institute of Hypnosis in Houston, Texas. And I practiced it because I was expert at it. In the military, I used it. I could tell you some funny stories in that respect. But I spent 3 years because on that subject as an attempt to help a person to overcome a problem with hypnosis. But before I finished, I had made a change, because the more I dealt with people, the more I realized that people are mesmerized by the spoken word, by authority, and especially planted when you're very small with some kind of trauma. And so what I want to say to you about anger, I want to say something to you you may not like. If you're angry with me right now, if you are angry, you're one of those people I'm talking about that you may not be able to get better. But you see, there's two kinds of people listening to my program. One of you says, wow, that makes sense. Everything is one. I will discuss that one in just a minute. But the sense of what I'm saying to a certain kind of person that's longing for purpose and awareness realizes that I have that purpose and awareness, and it's awakening something in you that you forgot. And what I mean by forgot means every child comes into the world innocent. I said that the other day. Every child comes to the world innocent, meaning, and so there's an intuition in that awareness, in that baby, that child. It comes with intuition, not like a puppy, and not like a dog or anything like that, not like an ordinary animal. But it comes with that. And when you enter into the culture, the family, it depends on the family, because mostly families don't realize mothers and fathers often don't know what they're doing. I told you yesterday that men tend to look to women for a feeling. That isn't love, that's lust. See, and so some terrible things happen from that. I kept on saying that yesterday, and so I'm trying to say that the culture, and America is good. You know, it has two cultures, one on the left and one on the right, and there could be something wrong in both, in their own way. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, good evening again, ladies and gentlemen. May I wish you a Merry Christmas and hope that you can give the Foundation of Human Understanding a Merry Christmas by supporting my work. My work, it will be when Obama leaves this stage, hopefully I'll be able to get to the veterans to help them to overcome the problem of post-traumatic stress disorder. They'll never admit, of course, out loud, that they have it. All I have to do is ask the veterans, do you have stress? And if he says yes, it's post-traumatic stress disorder. And post-traumatic stress disorder is also addiction. If you just listen, I don't want to jump into that because I need to ask you to support the foundation, and I don't want to go back into the program until I've finished what I need to say. If you are helped, please pay it forward. And pay it forward is more than just asking you to send. It means that if I help you on this program over the years, if I succeed and if you listen and you awaken and you become more aware of what's wrong with you, and by being aware of it, it just disappears, and so does your health. The things that were destroying your health disappear at the same time. But many of you, if I'm starting the program again, I'm sorry, but I have to sort of police myself, but can't help it. Many of you who are listening to this program appreciate it's as though you have it's a breath of fresh air. But the same truth, the simple things I'm saying, can be disturbing to other people who don't want the truth, that loves the idea of freedom, the freedom to do wrong and the right to be, and not call it wrong, of course. And we were heading in that direction before Donald Trump came in and began to glorify virtue, which I hope to do on this program with you. But it's difficult to find pure virtue, which is very necessary for that special kind of energy you need to deal with. In other words, you can't overcome frustration with frustration. You can't overcome upset by beginning to be upset that you're upset. Of yourself, you can do nothing. Even Jesus said, "Of myself, I can do nothing. My Father within me, He doth it." And so, I am trying to say to you, is that my purpose here is to make you aware how simple the problem is, and you need, but you need a special kind of awareness to receive it, a longing. And then I have to have a special way of saying it, as if I was an authority, but not like the authorities of the world. It's coming from a different place. That's all I want to say. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and FHU.com. And the phone number for the office is 800-877-3227. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, there's two kinds of people listening to me. I'm telling you the truth about your pleasures, the things you love. You know, all kinds of drugs. Pot, especially. It's an addiction. It alters your mind. Yes, you can go about and look perfectly normal and speak intellectually, but not spiritually. Your motivation has to be spiritual. It can't be emotional like an animal. The reason why you have so much anxiety is because you are motivated like an animal in conflict with your human. That's what I'm trying to say. So therefore, those of you who have, well, maybe you've turned off already, but I understand that I can't please everybody. And Jesus had to also take his licks, because virtue in many parts of the world is to put yourself in danger. Yes, to be virtuous is disturbing to other people, and they want to destroy it. And there's a war going on between those who are like that and those who want to be a better person. But very difficult if you don't know how to deal with the bad people, the mean people, your own parents, the teacher at school, the bully at school, the seductress, etc., etc. And so there's got to be some way of doing it, but there is no way in psychiatry and psychology and medicine. And medicine will give you relief and help you to live longer. That's good. But if you live longer, wronger, if you use it to allow yourself to keep eating too much and drinking too much and stuff like that, and sexing too much, or whatever it is that makes you feel better, actually gives you the illusion of worth, and it becomes addiction. An addiction to what? To the will of the world, a dark spirit. And those words speak, those thoughts that come to your mind are not the same thoughts that come to my mind. For example, if you're listening to me, I'm telling you the gospel truth about these things. There's only one route. I will discuss it in a minute. There's only one route to all of the other addictions. So with every problem, every addiction you can think of is giving you the same, it's a different way of giving you a feeling. And the feelings are always the same. You feel angry, and then you're angry at people, and you get your energy from other people being upset and appeasing you. Or you become the appeaser. You become the appeaser, and you feel guilty for hating the person who's mean. But because you are decent, you feel like, well, maybe you feel guilty for being angry. See? So the truth of the matter, if I can make you angry, if you are listening to this program, I just want to warn you. If you start to get upset with what I'm saying and don't have the courage to pick up the phone and call me, 800-866-8883, if you become upset, you're one of those people that I may not be able to help. So you, in the manner of speaking, you can go to hell. And in real world, you got to be very careful. A person like myself, I don't say that I'm anything special, because I found the way how to live life. And it's trials and tribulations, like people like you who are angry with me, and one maybe want to take me off the air for something reasons. But you don't. It's disturbing to a person who is on the wrong path. The person who makes other people on the wrong path causes other people to be on the wrong path, to control them. You're now being controlled by me, but not by me personally, by what's in me. It's a war between you and what's moving you and what's moving me. I ask you to pick up the phone and call me and tell me why you're angry. That's all. Have the courage to call me and say, what's all this rubbish? You know, but make a point, if you can. If you have reacted, that is my purpose, is to get you to react one way or the other, to appreciate what I'm saying and say, that's me, I see that, and get a sense of relief. Now let me show you, let me take you further into the awareness thing, if you don't mind, because I think I've made my point fairly good. And if you're an angry person, perhaps in a couple of days you'll be ruminating inside and being angry with me, and maybe you'll wake up one morning and say, why am I angry with Roy Masters? He didn't do any wrong to me. It must be because there's something in me that doesn't like to hear the truth. Wow, that would be wonderful. It really would. But that's the kind of thing happens. It happens automatically, so I might as well talk about it. two languages are at war. And one is the familiar spoken language of authority to childhood, obedience from an external authority. And the other is the wordless word of conscience, which is what I'm trying to get you to do, to be still and know it. And so, for the rest of the program, I want to discuss how you, those of you who like to listen and get a start right away. I have a 7-minute meditation, and if you want to go to it this evening, it's free. It's antidoteforall.com. In other words, I'm not sending you to my website. I'm sending you to a place that where it's just that 7 minutes that will guide you. But let me just show you let me explain what you're going to hear. Because what you need is a different source of energy to confront the cruelty. I'm getting a little hoarse. Okay, so what you need is something that is called be still and know. And you have to understand what the stillness is, but we'll discuss this, because there's two atmospheres. There's the atmosphere as the world of animals, the emotions, and it's the world of emotions that destroy you if you react. But if you don't, if you learn not to react to the cruelty and the stresses that people put on you, it becomes a stress to the person who tries to stress you. It's very simple. You're living in the world, but you're not of it. That's how it has to be. But in order for it to be, you value the things that I'm saying. That all the problems on earth, 95%, and I gave you a big percentage of all the different ones that produce the same death, damnation, so to speak, all of them. You love your car too much, you love your wife too much, you love your kids too much, you love everything too much, or you're angry too much. Those two will kill you. One will go to the other. You can have a sickness called bipolar. I call it up the polar. One minute you're angry and you feel better. You feel like, you feel strong. And next minute you feel guilty, and then you feel weak, and then you look for approval. And then damned if you get the approval, and damned if you don't. Etc., etc. You can never get better. Never. Never. It doesn't exist. You die having never lived. And there's more and more and more drugs, because there's more and more and more pleasures. And you can all be spoiled, rotten. And you can also be defiled, demoralized. And go to all the doctors, and all they do is give you medicine for it. You can't do medicine. You can't give medicine for the mind to make it pure, to purify the mind. It requires the presence of what you lost when you came into the world. And when you came into the world, you came into culture. And the culture has its way with you. It's crazy. Mostly culture is crazy. So therefore, you need to listen carefully to what I'm about to say. Now, would you like to get a clue of how to begin to meditate, to meditation? I'm just going to go through it. First of all, would you follow me for a little bit? For example, close your eyes if you want to just... I'm not going to mesmerize you. You'll see it. But I want you to close your eyes. Go ahead, it won't hurt you. And look at your eyelids. Yeah, that's right, that's all. Now, that's a silly thing, isn't it? But you want to travel. Do you want to travel to a place so that you're in the world but not of it? Because that's the magic. In the world but not of it overcomes the overcomer. And they can overcome you no matter what. They may have an advantage over you, but that doesn't bother you. And it bothers them that it doesn't bother you. It has an effect. My will is not the same as your will. See? And so when they clash, you lose. That's it. And you feel pain. I feel nothing, in a manner of speaking. I'm not talking about a hot stove where you sit on. That's a different kind of pain. I'm talking about emotional pain. Running on emotional pain has to do with who you serve on this earth. There's there's a scripture that says, a very simple one, it's Christmas, why not talk about it? So that no man can worship two masters. He will love one and not the other. So, do you understand that you are responding to the will of the world? Let me ask you a question, quickly, and see if I can come back to my problem. Do you have a will? Yes. Everybody says, yes, I have a will. Now ask me, ask myself, do I have a will? Yes, but the will has me. That's the will of God. That's a different answer. What is your will? Where does your will rise? It clashes with mine. You lose. I beg of you, if you disagree with that, just call me, 800-866-8883, and see if you want to mess with me, in the sense, in the discussion, you're out of your water, see. So, because you will try to irritate me, and you will not get an irritation, no matter what you get, you'll get irritated trying to irritate. That's the magic. There's no need for me to do anything. It is all I need to do is speak and be strong in myself, and know that if you mess and talk with me and try to, even in your mind, to hate me, the pain will be severe. Okay, so just, this is not an ordinary radio program. So it is, in a minute, it is necessary. We'll be right back with our eyes closed. All right, we got, so let me mention to my paid stations. I have stations I pay for, and then stations they give me. And it's I like being on these radio stations that radio stations need to be more philosophical now. The worst is over, the best is to come. And I'm really appreciate the officers of this station allow me to speak to you this way, because normally you don't want to offend your audience. I need to offend you. I need for you to feel the pain. See, that's what Jesus makes bad people feel pain. That's why they want to kill him. That's why they want to kill him. And the minute you start to become a better person, maybe you are a decent person, and you know, because you are relatively innocent on the way, people look down their nose at you, and you wonder why. Because they see a goodness in you. They see it, even though it's not complete. Even it's just longing. See? So we got just a little bit of time after this break to put you through something very, very simple. Okay? So how many minutes we got, Mr. Producer? One and a half minutes. Okay. It's Christmas is coming. The geese are getting fat. Please put some money in the old man's hat. Meaning, I've been on the air for 55 years, and we are a non-profit organization, 501c3. It's the same as the Catholic Church. But I catch and release. I don't want people to follow me. I want people to follow the truth that will set them free. Of my job is to help you to find the truth that makes you free from the pressures of the world, and to be masters of those who want to pressure you and become stronger in the processes of it. Thank you. 800-866-8883. And I will put you through this little exercise and explain to you what I'm doing at the same time. But if you want to go to my website, it's FHU.com, you get a copy of that there. 37 minutes. And no religious words. No religious words. Be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Just be careful of music, because that can also demoralize you. You can use music to you can love music, but if you love music, you don't love God. Yes, music's nice, but you can be addicted to it and have hundreds of musical things going through your head, so it blocks conscience, and it makes you feel better than you deserve, and you'll pay a terrible price. Because you don't know where you are, and you don't know where you're going, and when you find out, it's too horrible. And please bear with me. Now, close your eyes. I'll just show you a little exercise, and if there's any good in you, something good will happen. Okay, so it doesn't hurt you, and if you don't like what I'm doing, just stop. Close your eyes and look at your eyelids. Now you say, why do I do that? Well, if you see some of the paintings of meditation, you see people holding their hands and kind of looking up at the sky with their eyelids closed. I get that. I get little pieces, though my whole life is getting little pieces of something that people don't pay much attention to. See? And so, if you will do that, you will see, you will, if you are not too broken, if you are very broken, you'll see black. If you're still alive and still, if you have some purpose, you can actually see little pixels moving across the screen of your mind. You're not closing your eyes to go to sleep. You're closing your eyes to become more aware. I'll show you. And you need to look at your eyelids. And the reason why I say look at your eyelids, because you have a way of seeing it. In other words, the pixels that are moving across the screen of your mind, you are looking at them. There's a light shining. Look, when you have a dream, maybe a bad dream, but you're actually looking at people, three dimensions. There's a light shining on from the inside that sees it. It's scary. When you see it from the inner self, see? All I'm saying to you, look at your eyelids and what that does, and if you see the pixels, what you're looking at is programming. You get one of those little little things you put into a computer, and it gives you tremendous amounts of information. I can't remember the name of it. I'm not very good at that computer stuff. Thumb drive. It has tremendous amounts of information. I'm saying to you, when you're looking at your eyelids, it's energy and programming from within. But if you fall asleep, and you have to keep yourself awake here, the object is to awaken you and not use that ability to close your eyes and go to sleep. And so the right hand is meant, discovered, it is spoken about in the Bible, the right hand of God. It says that. So be aware of your first finger of your right hand. If you become aware of it without any effort or puffing and huffing, if you just be aware that your first finger exists, the little finger will start to tingle. It's like a little kid. Oh, you're paying attention to me. All I want you to do is give your awareness the awareness that it, that enables you to see the pixels that represent thumb drives. That's what it's doing. But you need to stay in that state. So be aware of the first finger of your right hand, and just being aware that energy will go into your first finger and it will tingle just a little bit. And then you go to the second finger, and when you do the first finger, just go to the second finger quietly, and it tingles just a little bit, and it says, "Hey, you're being aware of me, thank you," like a little kid. See, your body loves that. And so, and the third finger and the little finger, you do that, because I haven't got time to do all of this. You can get the CD. This is what you're going to get. What's happening in this is that you're standing back. Your consciousness is disconnecting from your monkey brain. Your consciousness is disconnecting from the programming in your head that goes round and round and round and round and bothers you and you struggle. No, you're disconnected, and what's disconnecting you is that you find yourself in a place that has no time. Now, you may not realize it. You know, when you go to sleep or you have an anesthetic, time goes away. I say to you, if you do this, you will find yourself moving backwards, but relatively speaking, you will be moving forwards if God is there. And God is the one that's giving you those pixels in your head, the little tiny little things floating through your mind, but not thoughts. And you will begin to look at your thoughts and say, "Oh, I see that." It doesn't happen while you're doing it, but when you're walking down the street, when you're having a shower, all of a sudden you start to realize, "Oh, I see that. Oh, I see that." And as you start to see them, they melt. And so I'm looking at the clock. That's as much as I could share with you. You need to go to my website. First of all, you need to support my program. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And if you want to go to my website, it's FHU.com. That's it. Foundation of Human Understanding. FHU.com. And then you can download the 7-minute meditation from there. You don't have to buy anything. It doesn't cost anything. Download it and then call me. When you start to wake up, then we can start talking about things that you've forgotten and talk about a self that is not a self. That you're standing in your parents' shoes. Who were parents saying it? They're standing in their parents' shoes all the way back to Paradise Lost. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you one more opportunity. Post Office Box, please support the program in any way you can. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and the website is FHU.com, and the phone number at the office, Monday through Friday, you know, 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock West Coast time. Okay, and you can also order during the night, because we have very sufficient operators for the telephone. Thank you.